Welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station First Thursday Travel Tulare County series with the Sequoia Tourism Council. And Tulare County is an agricultural destination in Central California. I think, 200 to 300 crops are grown. There's cattle. There's a little bit of everything. They feed the country, basically. But if you go up into the hills, you're going to start experiencing Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, Giant Sequoia National Monument, Sequoia National Forest, and all kinds of other parks. And there's parks in between the farms. Basically, you need to go there. And today we're going to focus on going to Tulare County for some amazing shopping adventures and even some online destinations. So go to discoverthesequoias.com. That's your main website. All the links we talk about on the show, it will all be in the show notes. So we're going to bring our first guest on. I've got to bring Donette Silva Carter back on the show first. We've missed you, but as soon as we said the word shopping, she's like, I'm on the show. I don't care what date it is.
You know, that's my favorite subject to talk about. Yeah.
Well, holiday shopping, I think, is so grand in Tulare County because, you know, I know you're the executive director and president of the Tulare Chamber of Commerce. So everyone, tularechamber.org. But all these historic downtowns, you've got scenic drives in between the communities. So you're actually really also doing small town shopping. So supporting small business. And then you've got all the parks and you've got some hiking to do because, you know, we're sipping that wine or that brewski in between. I'm just saying, money comes out the wallet easier if you go to a brewery first.
Oh, absolutely. And there is so much to do really in our region when it comes to shopping and the other amenities that we have and can offer. So you have everything from your small boutique shopping, antique shopping, and all the way up to in our community, we of course have the outlet center. So you have a lot of the major national brands here in the outlet center itself, as well as some that are located in all of our communities throughout Tulare County. So you really get the true flavors of shopping for whatever it is that you're looking for. You know, we all do programs on shopping local, you know, supporting your local community. And shop local isn't just in small shopping. We put a little focus on that for Small Business Saturday, which of course is the day after the traditional Black Friday. But we also just say shop, you know, where you're at. And it's always great to support your local communities. And when you go into another community, because you are a tourist, you're a visitor to that area, shop that local community too, because communities also rely on the shopping when you come in as our visitor as well. And yes, shopping is something I do way too well, according to my husband. I'm sure he would tell you that, but that's okay. It's, you know, shopping is good for all of us. And I always say I'm supporting my community. So, you know, we could argue with that. I want to catch on something too, Lisa, that you mentioned, because the numbers were just released for our ag crops and where our standing is. And it's definitely true that Tulare County absolutely feeds the world. And we have two neighboring counties, Fresno to the north and Kern to the south. And I'd like to report out to let everyone know, because food is important, especially that's, you know, when you're getting your holiday cooking ready to go, you know, where does everything come from? Where does my butter come from? You know, we have major butter manufacturers here, cheese manufacturers, you know, all types of different opportunities.
Nut processing and all of that, pistachios, you
absolutely
know.
Everybody loves those gift baskets, right? And, anyway, so I want to mention that because this last year, Tulare County ranked number one in the world, in crop production. Fresno County number two and Kern County number three. And I have to say that every year, these three counties are one, two, and three. However we land, we know that it is this central region within California that truly feeds the world. We, out of Tulare County, ship to 91 countries that we are working with. And I'm not sure on the numbers of the other ones, but I'm sure it's very similar. So anyway, when you come into our area as a visitor, you definitely want to visit our shopping venues that also we're going to put those fresh types of products right in front of you, you know, whether it's using milk to make, you know, Rosa Brothers ice cream that we have in our community, or the milk that's used in chocolates. And Christy can talk more about that in her community. Like, and, you know, and definitely, as you mentioned, the pistachios, everything that we have to offer for shopping venues with a lot of locally sourced products. And we're very proud of that. And I love going to any kind of boutique shopping too. So, you know, checking out those places that offer you the flavors of the region are fantastic. It's always a lot of fun in the communities that you're visiting.
I agree. I agree. And I want to go over to Christy. She is representing, she's the executive director of Porterville Chamber of Commerce. And Porterville is actually, I think, one of the first communities we covered in Tulare County, right, Donnet? I think that.
Yeah, way back in the day when I had the opportunity to be there. That was.
Yeah, back was in the day. Oh, it was over 10 years ago. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
And we're younger and so much more vibrant. And, you know, we're good cheese. No, I'm just talking about myself. But anyway, but Porterville has got such a beautiful downtown, but also art. And, we're going to talk about events and activities later on in the show, because that's another way to get out and get some shopping done and not be like the typical crazy. You know, this is about going to Tulare as a destination. And getting your shopping done in unique places that, you know, your friends and family may not have been to, or maybe they do. Maybe they love going to the park. So we're going to get to that too. But welcome back. Lots to do in Porterville.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It's always great to be on with you, Lisa. But yeah, I'm really glad, Donna, that you actually mentioned the agriculture report that came out, because I got that as well. And as always, I'm just always impressed with our region. It's really cool to be able to, you know, say that we're one of those top producers. And I also like that you touched on locally sourced ingredients, because we actually have several small businesses here in town that is something that's really important to them. So Stafford's, for example, very important to him that he works with local producers. He gets his milk from Rosa Brothers. He gets all his nuts from the different manufacturers around here. So I just think that that's really important. It makes our community very unique that we want to keep everything local. But I'm excited to share more about our shopping experiences. Of course, our downtown Main Street, you can wander down there, like you said, see the beautiful artwork. We have restaurants to eat at, and we have just a very wide range of local shopping experiences. And that's something I like as well, as we talk, you know, we think about traditional gifts where you're giving gift baskets or things like that, but I'm also a big proponent of experiences. So I'm kind of excited to share, some of the experiences you can find in our area.
Awesome. Because there's a lot to do. So we've got the communities. Yeah. We'll touch on some of the other communities as well that are all making up Tulare County, like Visalia. I know there's Woodlake, Visalia. There's Dinuba, and there's, you know, all kinds of communities to visit. But we're going to go head up into the parks, because, yes, what about all those, you know, park lovers, Kings Canyon, Sequoia National Parks? What about the outdoor enthusiasts? Maybe they've never even been there yet, but this is on their bucket list. So we have Savannah Boyano. Did I pronounce your last name right?
You did it perfectly.
Oh, my gosh. I was like waiting. I was going to get the big red, you know, I give everyone a new language. But you are the executive director of the Sequoia Parks Conservancy, which really is like the fundraising arm for the national parks, for Sequoia and Kings Canyon. And you guys have been super busy after these fires and all kinds of lots of work to be done. So not only when we shop with you and your all these wonderful gifts that you have for park folks, it's also giving back into the parks, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, shopping with Sequoia Parks Conservancy, it is kind of shopping for your body, mind, and spirit. There is a lot to be had. You know, all of our products are, most of our products, as much as possible, are American made. We have products also made right here in Tulare County, and we're very proud of that. And each product that we sell, has a connection to the parks. And for all of our park lovers out there, when you buy something to give, you're giving a little bit of something that you're connected to, what you like. And each product that you buy and you gift, maybe to yourself or a friend, comes with a little talking point and to help you spark off a conversation about why you're so proud to have these parks in Tulare County. So every product has a little connection to the park story, in the park, and then comes with a starting talking point for you to share your story and your connection to these parks. All of our products we make very packable because we know that people come to Tulare County and Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks from all over the world and want to take a little bit of the park back with them. And then, like you said, Lisa, the proceeds from all of our sales actually get plowed back into the parks, and our parks benefit directly from that funding. And you can also, in addition to giving something tangible, like, you know, a puck gripper or a beautiful scarf or whatever you would like to gift to somebody, you can also give the gift of an experience or an activity to someone so that they fall in love with the parks in Tulare County the way that you love it and the way that you're proud of it. They're going to be right there with you.
I love that because I think Sequoia and Kings Canyon, I know, is a bucket list item for many people to go see the world's tallest, you know, the largest trees by volume. I mean, they're massive. These are just, you know, icons in our country. And so to give that gift, also park passes, that's something too. Can you touch on that? Because that's also a really good idea. And so when people go in, they can buy from you in the park. Then there's also online shopping, so people should know that. So SequoiaParksConservancy.org. But when, what about park passes to get? Can we gift those to people?
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa. You can gift a park pass to somebody. You can either buy it online, like you said, from the National Park Service website, or you can buy it here when you come to the park entrance station. And Lisa, did you know that, let's say you're coming up with some friends and you pay the park entrance fee and you're like, whoa, this is amazing. And there are over 400 units of the National Park Service, Toledo. This is crazy. So you can take your entrance fee and at the park where, say, you're coming to Sequoia National Park, you can actually apply that entrance fee, you can turn it around and apply it to making it into a park, an annual park pass. Mm-hmm. Of course, that would only apply if you are entering Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park and you paid that entrance fee and then you turn around and you're like, what? I could get a park pass. You'd have to turn in that receipt that day to the entrance station and buy it right there. You couldn't take it to Yosemite and say, hey, I was in Sequoia. It's a really great gift to other people. Again, very packable, a wonderful stocking stuffer, like going to be the best stocking stuffer out there for sure.
And you can mail them.
Wonderful seasonal gift. You can mail them. Yep. You can have them mailed. You could buy several and put it on a wreath, or in a Thanksgiving box and ship it off, to young people, maybe who are in college and you want to give the gift of the national park experience to young people in college and have them connect, to local national parks. That's certainly available. So it's a wonderful, wonderful gift for sure.
We're seeing so many people going on the road, like we're digital nomads, right? We travel full time, but it used to be kind of odd to do, and now it's not. Now it's become a norm, and like we have, you know, annual park passes, and you know that we can go anywhere, and you can get the one that goes into different forests and things like that too. So it's really a cool way to experience the country. And like even someone retiring for the first year, give them this.
Absolutely.
You know?
If I could just plug a free gift on the national parks topic there is if you are, you have a cell phone, you can download either on Google Play or in the iTunes store, the National Park Service app. And it's got the arrowhead. It's the official National Park Service app. And it has the maps, all the planning, all the great hikes, all the safety stuff, All of that is in one app produced by the National Park Service, and it's available for free. Download it for free. And that is also just a wonderful companion piece to go along with the gift of a National Park Pass.
That's a good idea, because it really does help. And it goes offline too, which is something we need when we go in parks, because you never know. I want to go over to you, Donette, because I know we talk about small business and in the shopping experience, and then we'll move into some of the experiences of activities and events. But let's go to Tulare, your town. Like, you could be in the historic downtown going to thrift stores, boutiques, but then turn around and go to the outlet mall. So if you can have those like three different experiences in that way.
Yes, absolutely. So it just depends, you know, what you're looking for, or if you're like Donette, you can shop anywhere. So you're just going to go and see what you can find. What are the treasures that are located within the community? So whether it's, you know, our small shops, and you mentioned, and I like that you said that the, you know, the resale industry is a really hot market right now. People come into our community because we have a number of resale stores, and they are so nice. Most times you can walk in, I've had people say, I didn't even know that that was a resale shop. I just thought I was going into a regular boutique. And it's because they have such beautifully displayed merchandise, and the way they do everything and their level of customer service is second to none sometimes, I would tell you, in some of the ones we have. So we've had a lot of people that come up and visit our area because they are into resale and they want to go see what treasures they can find. And then, of course, we have the little boutique shopping. And I like to mention, too, sometimes you have to seek them out a little bit more, too, when you're looking for like hair salons. A lot of our salons for hair and nail salons have boutiques, you know, full blown boutiques, especially in our downtown area. So I always say, hey, look beyond where it may say salon. You may peek in that window and say, wait a second. I see all kinds of great things that I can go in and check out and walk away with. So always definitely something to go and check out in those as well. And then absolutely that we have a full-blown outlet center. It's a beautiful center there. It also has accompanying food amenities as well that you can check out. We also have a world-class theater located there, Galaxy Theaters. It's a luxury
theater.
When you are get a little tired and your feet need a break, just pop right in there to this luxury theater where the chairs recline. You can actually get an adult beverage if you'd like. You can relax, get re-energized, enjoy a movie, then go back out some more and do some more shopping.
And have something and food. But that's the thing, like even restaurants have like their own hot sauces. And, you know, like I was just thinking Bravo Farms out in Traver, like you got local cheeses. You were talking about or the Rosa Brothers. Not only do you get milk, so you know you may not want to be doing milk, but you know, to mail across to Wisconsin, they'll probably go, what are you doing? But you may be wanting to send cheese and have a cheese off with Wisconsin family. Oh, who knows? But
absolutely,
you know what I
mean. Yeah. And one of the things that I like too, and you're going to find similar stores in various communities within Tulare County, is that we overall in every community I know, you can find at least one shop and multiple shops in some communities. You're mentioning Rosa Brothers, so we'll talk about them. So when you walk into Rosa Brothers Milk Company and to the store itself that they have, where yes, you can get your fresh made milk in multiple different flavors. You can pick up creamers and all kinds of flavors.
That's cool for the holidays. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The special eggnog. Everybody always looks forward to that being out. And they also have their ice cream that they make, but they also carry products from other communities as well that are in our region. So if you're looking for honey, or if you're looking for your Stafford's chocolates, you don't have time to drive over and see Christie's community, Porterville, but you want to get it because you're here, you can pick that up here as well. They sell a lot of the nuts and other kinds of products. They have some of the Portuguese products too, the sweetbreads. And so you go into our different communities, kind of seek out those experiences because that's exactly what they are. It's an experience to come in. They usually all have tastings and just a great way to check out the products that are here and you know, sourced throughout the region. I will mention too, definitely when you're coming in and you're doing your shopping, your holiday shopping, you want to check out our local restaurants. We have such a variety. And one of the great things about us being this melting pot of cultures here is you're going to get all different types of restaurants that you can
baked foods. Visit. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're probably definitely thinking about a Pastry Delight Portuguese Bakery, mm-hmm. Which is great. They have so many products, and you can go and you can have a quick lunch there, and then you can also get all the pastries and, you know, different kinds of products that they have to offer, and even walk away with your authentic cheese from the Azores. So there are a variety of different types of those experiences that are within our community in Tulare, but within our entire region. And those are the kinds of things I seek out too when I travel. I don't just go for the obvious brands most of the time. I really want to experience what the people love a community. Where are they eating? Where are they shopping? You know, what can I find when I am in that community? So yeah, come on over and shop with us. Come and eat with us. Come and drink. We have some breweries. We also have a winery in the area. So lots of different opportunity. And then I always like to mention, if you're bringing the kiddos along too, because you're creating this whole experience for the holidays and you're looking at the holiday events, there are also some of the other offerings in the community too, because let's face it, kids, you know, sometimes get a little bit bored with shopping. My two granddaughters don't. One of them does. One of them,
she's training.
Stay up with her Vavi and shop me under the table any day. She's a great little girl. But, you know, they do like to have their own little fun experiences too. So, you know, you can go out to Ag Ventures Learning Center at our International Agri Center here. It doesn't cost anything to go in there to take the kids through. There are interactive activities that the kids can go through. They can learn about agriculture. We find that not only is this something that the kids who grow up in the area like, but the people who are traveling in, especially people coming from, you know, major metropolitan communities where they don't see cows all the time like we do. So they want to learn or have their kids learn about milk. There's a little farmer's market there that kids can go through, and little learning videos. They can get on a tractor, a big one if they want to go into the museum as well. And that's a free amenity that is offered in our community. So a great way to get your family, you know, having that fun shopping experience, but also having some other fun. And parents can sometimes put their feet up and watch the kids play too. So another opportunity to relax in between your shopping.
Well, I love this because I think food is a huge part of the holidays, and it's different than ordering the same thing everyone can buy online from those big places. You know what I'm talking about. I didn't say it, but I'm saying. But it's really because if you've been there and you've personally got something, maybe you try the cheese or the pistachios or the ooey gooey bars at Stafford's Chocolate, or you went to Reimer's and Three Rivers and got the Stolen, or, you know, Visalia went to see John at Naturally Nuts and said, yes, I am Naturally Nuts. Let's have some. You know, you've been there, you've experienced it, you've tasted it. Then you're buying it for someone you know is going to enjoy and appreciate the same things you do. It's really cool, especially if they're coming over and you're serving food, that you can tell that story. And if your kids are there and they went and experienced the agricultural side, even the farmers markets and things like that, they can say, well, no, I know what it is. You know how kids take ownership when they know something more than the adults. They're very proud of themselves. So, which is cool. So I think that is like a full circle thing. And a lot of the communities, Visalia has tons of museums, Porterville, you have things that kids in between, right? There's art places that can, you know, give the kids a little detour so that they don't get bored with, you know, the shopping.
Absolutely. So we have our museum here in Porterville as well. And it's really neat because every year they have a train show there. So they'll set up a complete room of the museum with the toy trains. I mean, they're on the ceiling, they're on the floor, they're over every surface. So it's a really cool experience for the little kids. A lot of our local schools will take field trips there. So highly recommend checking that out. And we also have our Imagine Arts Center here. It's just down Main Street. And so they always are offering pottery classes, paint nights, They have different supplies and gifts also within their store. So you can shop in there and you can stick around for, to create art. So I think that that's a great thing to check out too. Again, for those experiences, that's kind of been my shift, moving away from kind of the material tangible goods to what are the experiences that you provide, you know, kind of get together as a family and do.
Now, Stafford's, I mean, that's an experience too, because you can actually see them in the chocolate factory. It's like Willy Wonka heaven.
Stafford's is a fun place.
Yeah, so that would be cool. But then you've got all these events too, and we can touch on those. I think every community, I know Visalia has like a candy cane parade, and who doesn't want to go buy candy canes if you haven't got it by then, you know? So I want to just tell everyone, Sequoia, discoverthesequoias.com is the website to go to. So you can link to all the communities and they have all the event information we're talking about. But Christy, what are some of the opportunities for folks to come and experience Porterville?
Absolutely. So we have our Christmas parade as well. Like we said, every community has one going on. So ours is actually going to be November 30th, 7 p.m. So it's fun because it's a night parade and we have all the lights and the kids really love it. We also have, if you're looking for another unique experience, we have Eagle Mountain Casino. They've moved into Porterville. They're right off of the Highway 190. And so that's another place to look too, is they're always having concerts, you know, Friday nights or fun game shows like Price is Right. So it's another thing to consider for experiences as well, to, you know, check out their website, see what's going on and, you know, book an experience or
you
concert.
You can give people cash to go gamble.
Yeah, you can go gamble. They have food. They have Stafford's there. Like you could
I wonder if they do,
you
could
spend several days there.
Like here's your, you know, your penny machine ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. You could get lost in there and spend, you know, probably several days before you say, wait, how long have I been here?
That means you need to go to the park. I wanted to ask you, Savannah, with all the, you know, all the holiday shopping ideas, do you have, cause we're talking about all this food and I'm thinking, We need somebody to carry this food. Do you have like coolers or anything for like picnics or anything like that that people can purchase that goes towards the parks?
That's so funny. Yeah. So we have a couple things. So it sounds like after eating all this food, you're definitely going to need to walk off some of the food. So, you know, and your belly might be a little bit bigger.
Sitting at the gambling machine for like 3 days, is it? Christie's, I think 2 to 3 days we're at a casino machine. It's my machine. Get off of it, everybody. It's mine. I got the bonus round. I'm staying there.
Man. Yeah, so we do. We have day packs that you can buy. So if you come up unprepared, surprised with some folks, you can purchase those. Also have trekking poles. We know we've got, you know, families with all abilities. Certainly everybody wants to do everything, but sometimes the knees are a little cricky or the back's a little cricky. And so having a nice trekking pole, again, we carry some trekking poles that are made right here in Tulare County and they're wooden. Ooh. And they're the old school one. If you have somebody in your family who likes that. Uh-huh. And then for those who like the new technology and, you know, look all blingy and technical, we offer those as well. We've got scarves. And can I just plug my two favorite things to buy?
I just want to say the day pack. We need the day pack as a way to pack. So if you don't like to wrap presents, like I really suck. I mean, everything just gets into just wrap it up with ribbon and cover it into a ball. And there you go. I'm just saying if you're buying like a Tulare gifts for someone, take the backpack, stuff the gifts inside. I mean, someone, you may want to still wrap them, but not me. That's my get out of, you know, jail card, is to just stuff the backpack full of food from Tulare County, any kind of, you know, souvenirs and toys. So, and then the poles. So what else are you adding to this?
Okay. So you're putting in this chocolate, you're putting in all these little, goodies, maybe from Rosa's. But one thing that I think is really great for someone that you know is a real camper buff and they go, you know, car camping or even backcountry camping all the time. And they cook their meals in their campsite, right? And you cook them with the propane, little propane canisters. And at the end of your trip, you've got these propane canisters and you're wandering around the campground and you might take the propane canister over to the recycling bin and it says, we don't take that. Oh, what a pain. You got to take it home. We have a solution on our website. You can purchase what's called a pot gripper tool with adapter. The adapter is actually a puncher. It punches a hole in the little propane canister that you would use at your campsite. It punches a hole in there. And then, you know, obviously just an empty canister. We don't want to punch a hole in a canister that has propane in it, but it punches a hole in the empty canister and then you can put it by the recycler and it can actually be recycled. You don't have to take it home with you.
Oh, cool.
It's an awesome stocking stuffer and a great price. And I totally recommend this. We also have something called a fire beaner, which is another really trick little gift to put in a stocking stuffer for people who want to get out.
What does it do though?
Oh, the fire beaner, if you have people who are backpackers and if they don't want to carry a lighter, you know, a little Bic lighter, because that's a pain sometimes, especially when your hands are cold. The fire beaner is a carabiner, right? Everybody knows what a carabiner is, right? So it's a carabiner, but it also helps create fire, has a little fire starter on there.
Yeah, well, that's smart. That's
perfect
nice and
for
easy.
Dad.
Yeah, and you can just clip it onto the day pack. I'm liking this. Donette, how many day packs do you need for holiday shopping?
We don't even want to go there. I don't.
I love that idea. She needs all of Rudolph and you know, all of Santa's troop there. Rudolph.
Yeah, there you go. I need a Santa sleigh. There you
That's
go.
The That's whole sleigh.
Yeah, I need the sleigh to pack
on. I think Donette and Christy and I should get together and go shopping together. I'm not even a shopper, but I'm already like, I need to go shopping with Donette and Christy.
I don't know, but I'm suddenly really craving hot chocolate and an ooey gooey bar, and I'd like some Stollen, and I would like some cheese and crackers. I want cheese and fancy crackers. Hey, is Plano Jerky still around? Oh,
they
my
are.
Gosh.
I was That's actually going to throw that in. We got to throw some jerky into that day pack. Definitely.
Perfect. Oh,
I was actually
gosh.
Just on their website because they do, for the Christmas season, they do get very, very busy. So the earlier you can order from them, the better. You can order online. I was just looking right now because that reminded me I need to get my different gift baskets ordered from there. But delicious beef jerky. Again, they have nuts, different snacks. So it's a great place to go get some gifts as well.
They're world renowned, we feel.
Yes.
Definitely for their jerkies. And you can actually get their jerky in other communities too. That's another one of those businesses that's really great about partnering with other businesses within the region so that if somebody doesn't have time to run over to Porterville, they can, you know, pick up their product in Tulare or they can pick it up in Visalia. And
cool.
That's one of the things I really love is how our small business owners step up and support each other. And then they create what we're talking about as experiences, because you can experience these products in the various different communities within our region. But yeah, you definitely, definitely can, you know, have all of those wonderful things when you come here. And it's just a great down to earth community experience too. I think within towns. And when you're out and about and walking around, we didn't even mention like our community of Exeter, we in Dinuba, Porterville, Tulare, Visalia, we all have murals too.
Yeah,
and
that's another
that art that you can experience. And also the shops that decorate, you know, for the holidays, of course, in Exeter, they are very much focused on the shop small, probably really more than anything. I'm trying to think if they do have any larger brands. Most of their shopping in that community, you're going to find a very quaint little downtown and all kinds of great little shops that you can go through and restaurants that you can find down there as well. So,
and parades, by the way, are not just about the parade. They're about window shopping and knowing exactly what you want to do as soon as the parade's over. Ditch the kids. Take them on an art tour. Like, tell them, here it is. Go on a treasure hunt, looking at all the public art. Boom, into the stores you want to go into.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And Christy was talking about parades. Ours is always the first Thursday also. I think some of us get on top of each other with our dates. But, you know, I always do that too when I'm traveling. I look to find out what activities are happening that I can go to. How do I have that unique experience in the community that I'm visiting? I'm not looking for most of what the ordinary is. It's mm-hmm. the extraordinary that I'm looking for myself. Those are the mm-hmm. things that I want to see. So you find that here.
Yeah. And you should have fun doing it, because it's not fun gifting if you're in a rush and you're not having a good time purchasing. Part of giving is you should be enjoying and being able to be creative about it, like putting the backpack together for someone who's a, you know, outdoor enthusiast, you know, those kinds of things. And I also want to say, I know Tulare County, you guys are huge in regards to the amount of people that are serving our country. And, you know, I think about our veterans overseas, or not active duty, I should say, not veterans, our active duty overseas or stationed anywhere, even going through boot camp. Send them a care package from home. Look, if they get a s'mores in the mail, I'm telling you, they're going to be happy boys and girls. They want those, you know, nuggets of goodness. But real quick, I wanted to go back to you, Savannah. Because of the activities you have, can you give just a quick overview for people? Because, you know, a lot of times we look at Sequoia Kings Canyon and the forests as well as, oh, it's the big summer getaway. And right now it's fall season. It's a beautiful time to go, and it may snow, and the snow is magical in the parks. So there are still things, like, I want people to know, go to the parks, give yourself a gift of a day out in fresh air and nature, or two or three or four. Can you give some ideas for folks what they can experience through Sequoia Parks Conservancy?
Sure. Well, Lisa, you're really lucky that you caught me in my seat, because it really is so pretty right now. The dogwoods are turning in the giant forest. So as you drive up through Sequoia or Kings Canyon and you hit that zone right before you hit the giant Sequoia zone, it's so seasonally magic right now, and it's crisp and beautiful. And so this is a great time for you to maybe play hooky, take yourself on a treat out there. We've got some really nice activities. One of them actually is a destination activity. People come into the park just for this activity. It is hosted by Sequoia Parks Conservancy, and you can find out more online. And it is full moon on Morro Rock. And so that's an opportunity to walk on top of Morro Rock. There will be there's a guide that goes with you. And then you watch the full moon rise in the east while the sun is setting in the west at the same time. And it is a wonderful guided experience, especially if you have young people that you need to really shock about how amazing the world is. It's a great one to take their breath away, for sure. So that's full moon on Morro Rock. That's coming. We only do that periodically. The last one of the season is coming up on October 28th, and you can find out more on our website. In December, bird watching is the fastest growing recreational activity in the United States. It's super family friendly, and you don't have to know anything, actually. And so we have an annual bird watching festival called the Christmas Bird Count, and that is on December 16th, Saturday, December 16th. Cool. Happens all over the nation, so you can join a local one and get some practice and orientation there. But ours is here. It's a free event. We ask people to register, and that's available on our website pretty soon. And then last but not least, if you want to go like Donette and you want to go shopping, our sale, we have an annual sale.
Uh-oh, Donette.
It starts... Get ready. It starts on November 1st. So we open up. That's for online and in-park sales. So that's what I have for you.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So lots to do, Donette. I think Donette's excited about the holiday season and getting out there and showing the world just how much fun shopping is in Tulare County and eating while you do it and experiencing everything. So that's very cool to do. And so everyone, Visalia has some events. We were touching on events. I just, Suzanne over at visitvisalia.com, she wants you to know that there's Christmas at the Plaza coming up in Visalia December 9th and also December 4th. There's also Jose Feliciano will be at the Fox Theater on December 9th. Great. That's a, you know what? That's a, one of those experiences too. Walking in the winter Wonderland wine walk in downtown. That is December 14th. I think I'd like to do that. Donette, don't you have a wine walk too?
Yeah, we have a wine walk coming up the very beginning of November. And then we have a holiday open house happening in December, as well as other kinds of pop-up events that are happening throughout the community. One I should definitely mention is Rusty Roots, great place to get your shopping going. That is happening November 11th and 12th at our Tulare County Fairgrounds, and they have all types of shopping opportunities there. So everything from new items to, as the name infers, Rusty Roots. So you can pick up antique items as well. And a lot of crafters. I love a great craft show. And they have that embedded within that event, as well as food too. So just a wonderful, fun time to get some wonderful shopping going. And then throughout our communities, there are so many different entities that are doing those holiday craft shows. So another way to support a different kind of small business, you know, if you were the small home-based businesses, the very smallest of entrepreneurs in our region, and you get some of the best items at those shows for yourself and for your gifts too.
Oh, see, I think that's why Donette, part of why she enjoys shopping is like, well, I need one of these in this color. Well, I know my friend over here will like this color. You know, just saying, you gotta treat yourself too, because shopping is work, even though it's fun. Christy, in closing, anything else folks should know for Porterville for the holidays?
No, I think it's great that you touched on vendor events. We have tons almost every weekend. We're seeing, you know, flyers, and our members are sending us things for different vendor fairs and events. So that's another great place to get some really unique holiday items. And you can find those on our website. And I'm sure everybody else's, we all have community calendars that you can find those things on. And other than that, we just look forward
shop
to
on people.
Yeah,
and actually, drink and shop and hike.
And if you do come to our community, we're actually doing a shop local Porterville contest. So if you come to do shopping, stop by and also get a passport, because while you're out shopping, you can also enter to win a prize just from shopping and collecting signatures. So add that to your list.
All right. Sounds like fun. Everyone, again, discoverthesequoias.com is the website to go to. And everyone who's been on the show will be linking out to their websites in the show notes. We are here every first Thursday. Next time, we'll be talking more holidays, getting ready for winter. And that includes hiking. And I believe we can go and cross-country ski and even wear those big clown shoes and go across the snow. Those, you know, they look like clown tennis rackets that you can put on your feet and cross snow in. You can do that too. And lots of events as always. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. And everyone, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.